Welcome to Prep Sports Now, the only podcast solely devoted to Las Vegas high school sports. I am Steve Silver from the Las Vegas Sun, and joining me today is Ray Brewer, the sports editor of the Home News. Ray, how are you doing?
It's a great time of year, Steve. Love high school football playoffs. It's fun to go out there on Friday night when so much is on the line. You win, you advance, you lose, your season's over. If you're a senior, maybe your career's over. Maybe you never play football again. And that kind of risk-reward is what makes this time so unique.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Ray, I woke up this morning, felt a little under the weather, went to the doctors, and looks like it's a case of playoff fever. No antibiotics for that. It's a viral thing. And so that's why I had to bring you in here. We could talk about some playoff football. And it's hard. I know we want to break down both games. We got the region championships, but there is a game out there that is the game of all games. Bishop Gorman, Palo Verde. Take us back to last year. What happened when they met?
Well, it was a great game. It was for the Sunset Regional title last year, which was also the state semifinals. And Palo Verde and Bishop Gorman located 5 miles apart from each other in Summerlin, and definitely a hatred between the two schools. The game was back and forth the whole way. Gorman drove the length of the field in the last minute, completed 7 straight passes. The last one, a touchdown with 23 seconds to go for the slim victory. Just a great game. It was so good that Palo Verde even had a chance to win. They got the ball back, went into the 2-minute offense, and they had 2 throws into the end zone at the end. It was just really a back-and-forth game. But what made it so cool was there was thousands of people there. It was at Gorman's new stadium, which, as we know, is so beautiful. There's probably 4,000 people there lining the fields around the stadium. It was just a great game, great environment, good football. It was like a college football game, and something that I was glad to see. Probably the best game I've seen in 12 years.
And again, both teams having great seasons this year, and it seemed like a collision course from week one when you looked at how these brackets were set up, and Bishop Gorman pulling out the late game heroics again against Cheyenne on Friday night. You know, there's something to be said for that too, is hey, you know, not quitting, and it's not over till it reads zeros, but you know, can they keep doing this, and are they good enough to beat Palo Verde?
I think Palo Verde clearly is the better team this year, but the bottom line is both teams, Bishop Gorman and Palo Verde, they wanted this game. They wanted to play in this high-level, extreme excitement game. Now, Bishop Gorman is down this year offensively. They don't have the offensive skill players they had last year. Didn't return one starter from the running back to the quarterback to the wide receivers in terms of the skill positions. But Gorman still has a great defense. Justin Chasen's going to Oklahoma. Xavier Grimble, a great player. They've got probably 4 or 5 Division I guys on that defense, and that's what makes the game equal, is that Gorman, Palo Verde's got more talent, more speed. They haven't lost yet this year, but Gorman, they're no slouches. They're the defending state champs. They've got a great defense, and I think the game becomes more balanced just because of the rivalry created from last year's game. Remember, we're down to the Final Four now, so don't think that Palo Verde is just going to go blow out City on them. I think it's going to be a good game. But you were at the Gorman-Cheyenne game. They were lucky to win, Gorman. But in the playoffs, to me, it's win in advance. No matter how pretty it is or how ugly it is, it's win in advance. But you were at the Gorman game. What does Gorman have to do to improve to equal somebody of Palo Verde's caliber right now?
Yeah, I mean, they really didn't have a pass game going on, and in that final 2 minutes that they had the ball, Joe Huber throws 3 incomplete passes in a row, and it's fourth and 12, I think it was, and he completes a 20-yard pass, you know, gives him the first down, and then 2 plays later is that touchdown throw, and you know, hey, he didn't give up. They gave up. They had a 16-point lead in the fourth quarter. I that can't happen. You know, you can't give that up against a team like Palo Verde. And you know, they also benefited 10 points in the first quarter because of turnover. Cheyenne fumbled the opening kickoff, and that leads to a field goal. And then on the next drive, during that, it was a toss play that got picked off by a defensive lineman. And that goes in for a touchdown. So those 10 points right there just handed to Bishop Gorman. And I just, you know, I was impressed with the way they held on that comeback at the end. But to me, that's not a state championship team.
You're right, and I'll you know, contradict you for a little bit. Not that I'm pro Gorman by any sense of the word, but they won, they advanced, and that's all that counts. They didn't play their best game. They played a team in Cheyenne that was loaded with athletes who we both thought had a chance to go all the way, and they held them off, and they advanced, and they did what they needed to do to win. And this was not playing their best game. In fact, they still haven't played their best game this year, and they're, you know, what, 26-1 over the last 2 years. They've only lost once, and it was this year. They've been to Arizona. They've been to California. They've played teams from all over. They're battle-tested. They're ready. They're proven. Now, granted, they're in an awful division, and they had some cupcakes on the schedule. But I think this Gorman team is going to put up a fight. I mean, Palo Verde on paper looks like they're going to win. But listen, until you beat the champs, they are the champs. And I think Gorman is – I think Gorman's going to give them a game.
And how important is – that home field advantage for Palo Verde?
Usually in a high school football game, especially in Nevada, it doesn't mean much. But I think just being, you know, familiar with the field and not having that Gorman faithful there, because that Gorman stadium is so nice, I think it does do a little something. But, you know, just having a home game, I think it is awesome. But the schools are so close, it's not going to be that big of a factor.
All right, and moving to the Sunrise region, Las Vegas Del Sol. Las Vegas, the class of that league, that region, we expected them to be in this game. But Del Sol, you know, the number three out of the Southeast, you know, that was a very tough, that you have Basic and Green Valley and Del Sol, and Del Sol not a bad team. Are you surprised at all that they're here? Or
well, Del Sol, in my opinion, is the class of that Southeast division. They tied with Basic and Green Valley at 5-1 for first place of the league and lost a tiebreaker to get down to the 3 seed. The only reason they lost to Green Valley pieced together a great rally at the end of the game to win that game against Del Sol. Del Sol was banged up for that game. They are Del Sol, I think, is a real good team. I think they've got a chance to beat Las Vegas. It's kind of odd. This is kind of like our JV game of the night. You know, we've got this Palo Verde, this Bishop Gorman, this huge game, and now we've got just this, oh, by the way, an afterthought, Las Vegas, who's won 5 straight regional titles, who's been in the regional championship game every year since they created the region in 2000. They're playing Del Sol. Oh, this is the 3rd straight year they've met in the championship game. Last year, Del Sol could have beat them. They lost 28-25. And this Vegas team, the Vegas is good, and they've got great players, and they're going to address 74 guys for the game. And those 74 guys are going to be strong and physical and well-coached, because that's Vegas. They've got a great program. They lift weights like it's going out of style, and they execute perfectly. But they don't have the guns that they've had this year. They've got a few good players, but Del Sol, I think, could beat them. Derek Eamon, the Del Sol tailback, has rushed for 10 touchdowns in the playoffs. 5 against Rancho in the quarterfinals, 5 against Basic in the semifinals. He had 412 yards last week. He averaged 14.7 yards per carry. The guy's going to get his yardage. Del Sol's going to eat up the clock. This isn't going to be Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. I think we got a chance for an upset here.
Well, I love watching Del Sol play. They don't hide what they're doing, and they go out and they do it anyway. And they just run right at you with Iman. And don't forget about Kirschbaum, too. I mean, he picks up his yards, and Del Sol just, again, I always call them that locomotive. And I think a very, very good game, perhaps more high scoring and the Palo Gorman game will be. But either way, one of them is going to the state semifinals. So this is still an important game. It's just hard not to favor that Bishop Gorman-Palo Verde.
Yeah, the excitement in that Bishop Gorman-Palo Verde game last year was just so high. It was such a great game. And it's like the first Die Hard was such a great movie. You got Bruce Willis running all over the, you know, L.A. and diving out of windows and everything. And Die Hard 2 comes out, and you're the first one there to get your ticket. And Die Hard 2 was awful. Well, Gorman Palo, the original, was a great film. And now everybody in town is going to line up. Trust me, there's going to be a lot of people there at that game from the high school football community. And the best part for those 22 kids on the field is going to be looking out into the stands and seeing kids with their Letterman's jackets on from other schools that wish they could be playing in that game. 4 teams left in Southern Nevada. It's a special feeling to be playing.
All right, well, Ray Brewer throwing out his movie references here, probably made before I was born. And we've got two games here. Are you ready to make your picks? It's Monday. Let's start with Las Vegas Del Sol.
First of all, let's start with who correctly handicapped all the games last week.
That's
not just 4A, 3A, and 2A. That would be me. Put up a 7-0 spot.
Look at that.
I should start selling these picks on a 1-800 number.
Hey, well, you know, it is Vegas, and maybe we could set some lines. But straight pick 'em, Las Vegas Del Sol.
Give me Del Sol and Derek Eamon. Kid doesn't rush for 412 yards without making an impact in this next game. I'm calling it here. You heard it first. Upset City, Del Sol wins the title.
Wow. Okay, well, Del Sol in the sunrise. And here it is, Bishop Gorman, Palo Verde at Palo Verde.
I looked like a fool twice this year by picking against Palo Verde. Once when they play Del Sol and once when they play Cheyenne, and they dominated both games. But I'll tell you this, Cheyenne and Del Sol don't play defense like Bishop Gorman. Defense wins championships. Bishop Gorman is the defending state championship. Defending state champions. I think they get it done again. I'll take Gorman.
All right. Well, Ray Brewer says it will be Del Sol, Bishop Gorman in that state semifinal game, and the winner moving on to Reno in the state title contest. So two huge games this Friday night. One will be at Las Vegas High. One will be at Palo Verde. And again, you can always check out. We'll have photos and videos and slideshows and all the stories from everything this weekend, including the 3A and the 2A games. So you can log on to LasVegasSun.com. We've got a whole high school football section. And as always, if you've got a question for Ray or you got some comments or criticisms, email me, steve.silver@lasvegassun.com, and we can pick Ray's brain next week. And as we look forward to what will be a great contest, no matter what team is in there, four very good teams. And you know, thanks for joining me today, Ray.
Always a pleasure. I'm going to go out and get that next Die Hard movie.
All right. And this has been Prep Sports Now, the only podcast that's all about Las Vegas high school sports.